Peoples, 98.1 CHFI.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep it repeat, beep, 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 beep. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love. Feels like I've been rescued. I've been set free. I am hypnotized by your destiny. You are magical, lyrical, beautiful. You are. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like.
Feels like minus three right now. That's basically tropical compared to what we've been getting, dealing with some snow from last night on the ground this morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Do you think birth order matters? And, you know, I'm looking at middle children here because people always talk about middle child syndrome.
Yeah, what is that?
So this, the way it's described is that you're not the oldest. You're not the youngest, so you kind of get less attention from your parents. You feel caught in the middle. Remember Malcolm in the Middle? The whole show was devised around him being the middle child.
Okay.
So, like, the firstborn's your firstborn, right? So they're independent.
I get. There's so much hoopla and pomp and circumstance around the firstborn.
Yes, and then the youngest is kind of spoiled. That's at least what the stereotype or the reputation is of birth order. Do you believe in it, though?
I believe in the first child thing.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know, but I think the younger child has it a little bit easier in that, like, walls are knocked down for them. Like, I'll give an example. Like, I'm the younger child. I have an older brother. He got like his eyebrow pierced, his ears pierced, and like it was, my mom was really upset about it. Like, he heard it from her.
Mm.
And then 2 years later, I showed up at home with my ear pierced and my cartilage pierced. My mom just looked at me and goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Figured that was coming.
That kind of paved the way for you.
Little things like that. I'm like, okay, I did get it easier in some respects because of that.
Okay, so there's a study. It is a Canadian study out of Brock University, and they studied children who were, you know, older siblings, younger siblings, middle children, and they found from this survey that middle children wound up more honest, more humble and agreeable than their siblings.
Okay, I like this rebranding or reframing of middle... Tell me that again. Middle children end up more honest?
Honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. And they, you know, once they did this survey, they found out that they forgive the wrongs that they were suffered. They were lenient when it came to judging others. They were willing to compromise and cooperate with others. And maybe this has something to do with being the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily control their temper. This compared to their counterparts of older and younger siblings.
It's interesting. So I have three nephews. My brother's got three kids, three boys,
mm-hmm.
and Julian is the middle one. So I'm going to keep an eye on this and see how this plays out. But I mean, if you think about it, the middle child is the only one that's a younger sibling and an older sibling.
True.
So they maybe have a bit of a unique perspective, a little more understanding.
A little more balance of all of these sort of personality traits, maybe.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about the middle child, according to this latest study, and this is the latest one, they're going to be fine. In fact, they're probably better off than your other children.
This is the well overdue rebranding that middle children needed. I am here for this.
Okay, so do you think birth order matters? Or even after I tell you the results of the study, is this all just overblown and like none of it is really, you know, it's inconsequential.
Okay.
It doesn't actually result in anything per se.
Okay, so according to this Canadian study, again, middle children wind up more honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. We want to hear from you. You tell us, maybe you're a middle child who's grown up now. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is true for you? Do you think it's hooey? Maybe you've got a few children and you've got a thought on this. Give us a call. The lines are open.
Maybe you named your middle child hooey.
It's possible,
it's
too.
It's possible.
416-872-CHFI.
Then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and throw your back from out of faith. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I crumbled? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey.
Coming up for you. And also, you will not believe what happened to this woman who was on a date. Her story has gone viral with the internet pretty divided on what she should do about it. We'll tell you about it coming up.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajas-Gattos. Northbound 427 at Langstaff, we've got the HOV and two left lanes closed for a collision. West QEW west of the 427, right lane is blocked with a stalled car. Southbound 427 south, the Burnhamthorpe Express left lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. And we've got some snow plows moving now north 400 from Innisfil Beach Road to Mapleview. So make sure you drive according to those snowy conditions on the roadways. For an oil change done right, stop by Mr. Lube. No appointment needed for anything they do, from oil changes to tires and batteries. Mr. Lube, open 7 days a week.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
With food basics deals like 100 to 170 gram Nescafe or Taster's Choice instant coffee for $4.98 each, you'll be saying mega wowza! Shop in-store and online until January 29th. Food basics, always more for less.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada, based on usual and customary markup and dispensing. Contrave.
This year, warm up to winter in Ontario. To romantic trips. Cozy cabins. Warm up to some cool adventure. Skiing. Ice climbing. Skate trails. Snowshoeing. Chill out by a fire. Sipping ice wine. Going to a food festival. Or a resort. Winter in Ontario. We're warming up to you. Plan it now at destinationontario.com.
Welcome to Kidsplained, where kids explain how underfunded our schools are. Let's take a call from a listener. Kelly, are you there?
Hi. I was wondering why I get less one-on-one time with my teachers.
Great question, Kelly. It might have something to do with the fact that we have 3,500 fewer teachers under Doug Ford.
Ugh, that sounds about right.
Want to help support students and teachers? Visit nomore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Imagine this. A roaring fire. Outside, a blanket of snow is falling. But the aromatic cedar walls of your chalet keep you warm and cozy. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $26 million. Buy your ticket today.
Find hot prices at Sobeys. This week, get family-size, fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $4.88 a pound. Find even more hot prices in the Sobeys flyer and in-store. Restrictions apply. See in-store or online for details.
It's the Bricks Friends and Family Sale. For 4 days only, we're extending our VIP offers to everyone. Get up to 30% off sofas, sectional, bedroom, and dining. Up to 40% off mattresses. And get a 10% credit to use towards sleep accessories. Save up to $1,000 on major kitchen appliances. Get up to $600 off big screen TVs. Plus, VIP in-store only deals on appliances and electronics. Some exclusions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5.
Hey, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on ciabatta. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
The critics are roaring. The Lion King is a smash hit at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Immerse yourself in the magic of the Pride Lands and experience what the CBC declares an epic, visually stunning show that captivates from start to finish. The Lion King. Tickets are now on sale through August 30th. Book at Mervish.com.
Take your style to new heights and save up to 50% at TSE on Mr. Max Brazil Nick Tunic Top or Slim Leg Pants. Today's Showstopper offers at TSE.ca.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
With the most variety on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So a woman's date with a guy went viral because of something that happened on the date. It's pretty bizarre. I'll tell you about it coming up.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Till I hit the dance floor, hit the dance floor. I got all I need. No, I ain't got gas, I ain't got gas. But I got you, baby. Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. But I don't need no money. As long as I can feel the beat. I don't need no money. As long as I keep dancing. Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long. Gotta paint my nails, put my high heels.
Okay, so we did get some snow yesterday. Heavier around the 401 area, not as bad downtown, but the temperatures today, they're pretty decent. -3 right now is what it feels like.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
So this story is dividing the internet. A woman went on a date. She's actually on a third date with a man that she had been going out with. And while on this date, something happens that she had to post a video on TikTok to talk about. That is just, it's a little hard to believe, but she's on the date. Everything seems to be going well. They're kind of even getting a little, you know, touchy-feely. A
little canoodling happening?
There's a little canoodling happening.
That's when it happens, day three.
Day three? Canoodling. You got to wait till day three.
That's your canoodle date.
Okay, now we know. Mm-hmm. Rules of dating 101. She got up to go to the bathroom, and then when she came back, these two girls came up to her and slid her a note on the table that she was sitting at. Okay?
Slid her a note.
A note, a handwritten note.
Okay.
So she opened it up and all she saw was just no. The words just no.
Like all caps?
All caps. And so she quickly closed it because she was like, just no. Like, what is this?
Did the guy she was with see the note?
I guess he like saw that she had the note, but she just put it in her purse. She didn't open it again until she got home.
Sus.
And then when she opened it up, the entirety of the note was just no in big cap letters. You can do better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So these two girls slid her a note while she was on this date. It was her third date of getting to know this guy. It was starting to get a little physical. Just know, exclamation mark, you can do better. And now she's asking, when she posted this video to TikTok, did something happen when I got up and I went to the bathroom? Did he hit on them? Like, do they know him from around town? Were they just being girls, girls? Like, what? Why did they give me that note?
Feel like we need some more information here. So the girl who was on the date, the woman who was on the date, do we know how old she is?
Yeah, she's in her early 40s.
Okay, she's in her early 40s, so she's a full-on adult. The girls who handed her the note, the two girls, do we know their age?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Why do you think that matters?
Well, I think it matters because, like, you know, if the woman's in her 40s, she's a fully grown human. If the two people who handed her a note were like a couple of giggling schoolgirls, for example.
A gaggle of girls?
No, two is not a gaggle.
Okay.
Two is just a duo. then it could just be like, you know, like young juvenile people with whose full brains aren't fully developed yet, just being silly, being mean.
Being judgmental, being maybe.
Maybe they didn't like the way the guy looked and they're like, oh, you're prettier than him. You're like, you can do better. But if they were also adults, maybe they legitimately did witness him doing something. But then wouldn't you say in the note, hey,
yes,
by the way, when the guy you're with, when you can do better because when you went to the bathroom, he did something offside.
Yeah. You would think that there would be something more than just know you can do better. That's not enough information.
And who talks like that? You know, this is the reason why I think it's high school girls or young people is because who writes in just know in a note? An adult wouldn't
just
do that.
Just know.
That tells me it's a couple of young people who are just probably being mean. And I'd say ignore the note. If you like the guy, trust your gut. You keep on dating them.
When she put it out onto the internet, people were divided because half of them saying, look, they're just being girls, girls. If somebody tells you to run, run. Like, they know something. Just don't even question it. That's what you should do. And others were like, you can judge for yourself. You're fully grown. You're in your 40s. You're
absolutely
fine.
I thought you were going to tell me the epilogue. And now they're happily married.
Actually, no, they're not together.
Wow.
Yeah, he sent her some drunk texts.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the reason why she ended it.
That is not the conclusion I was expecting to this story.
Girl, you can move, but be calm. Let's go, let's give it a whirl. See,
Jam-packed Wednesday morning on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. CHFI Perfect Recall. Two big chances to win for you at 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're listening. The longer you listen, the more cash you can win. We also got Michael Jackson and Taylor Swift for you in the next block.
98.1 CHFI. Did you hear the Pooja and Gurdeep Show?
Okay, so you know I'm a little bit under the weather. I picked up some meds over the weekend, and as I was reading the side of the box, I had to pull it away from my face for it to come into focus, and it took me a few seconds to go, oh no.
Oh no! They say that that's how it happens. All of a sudden, you can no longer read fine print.
I could read fine print in December. I can't read fine print in January. I am middle-aged.
You're going to be the guy at a restaurant who takes the menu, and you've got to put it like far out into the distance to be able to read it.
Am I going
to
become large app font guy on my phone where you increase it to like large?
Yes. Oh, you're going to get a chain that you're going to put on your glasses.
I think I should commit to it. Just be a guy who wears his glasses at the bottom of his nose all the time and then just looks down on people.
It starts with, I can't read the side of a box, and it ends with, get off my lawn.
Weekday starting at 5 a.m.
on 98.1 CHFI.
Ontario is helping you keep more of what's yours. We cut the gas tax and scrap the license plate sticker fee at Drive Clean program for most vehicles, saving drivers across the province hundreds of dollars each and every year. Learn more about how you're saving more at ontario.ca/keeping costs down. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Green Park's newest creation, Aquanova Condos, is set to energize the Mississauga skyline and waterfront. Inspired by the vibrant energy of Lakeview Village, this dynamic tower celebrates the harmony of community and culture by creating a symphony between nature and modern living. Condos at Aquanova start from the low 600s. This is your chance. Register now. Green Park, the people's builder.
It's been 7 years. 7 years of Doug Ford cutting funding for public schools, leaving our kids waiting for one-on-one time, for assessments, waiting for special education supports. Kids are only kids for a short time. They can't wait any longer. Tell Ford and the conservatives it's time for you to go. It's time for a new government that will invest in our kids. A message from the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario.
Help maintain a healthy immune system. Visit stfrancisherbfarm.com and learn about Canadian-made Deep Immune Original. This formula is used in herbal medicine as an adaptogen to help maintain a healthy immune system and to help increase resistance to stress. And Deep Immune Kids is used in herbal medicine to help maintain energy and a healthy immune system. Learn more at stfrancisherbfarm.com.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Ugh, everyone seems to be on vacation. I wish I could be too.
Why wait? With FlexPay, that dream getaway is totally doable.
Really? Even that amazing resort I've been eyeing?
Absolutely. When you can break your vacation costs into easy payments as low as $75 a month, suddenly someday becomes today.
I better start packing.
Monthly payment applicants are subject to approval by FlexPay. See website for details. Contact your local travel expert or visit
StellaVacations.com.
It is just coming up on 5:30. Feels like -4 right now. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. Party leaders are heading across the province today to launch their campaigns. At 10 a.m., PC leader Doug Ford will be in Windsor. Green Party leader Mike Schreiner will be in Queen's Park. NDP leader Merritt Stiles is in Toronto. And Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie will be in Barrie. Plenty of snow this morning in the GTA. Environment Canada has issued snow squall warnings for several areas, including Orangeville, Shelburne, and all of Dufferin County into Innisfil and Barrie. East of the GTA could see about 5 or more centimeters of snow, and west-northwest wind gusts up to 50 kilometers per hour. Well, the Bank of Canada is set to make its first interest rate announcement of the year this morning. Forecasters are expecting a 0.25 percentage point cut, bringing the key interest rate down to 3%. It will mark the 6th straight cut from the central bank. In sports, Scepters lost to Minnesota 4-3. The Leafs host the Wild tonight at 7, and the Raptors face the Wizards tonight at 7. CHY weather. Today, cloudy, windy, some heavy wet snow this morning. A high of 2, falling to -5 for the afternoon. Wind chill -15. Tonight, chance of flurries, a low near -8. And tomorrow, some clearing with a high near 2. Right now, it's 1 degree, feels like -7. North 427 at Lang, staff problems there have cleared away. West QEW west of the 427, we still have that right lane blocked because of a stalled car. And it looks like the east and west Innisfil Beach Road ramps to the north and southbound 400 still closed because of construction.
I'm Priyanka from Bowmanville, and I listen to the morning show with Pooja and Gurdeep, and I love it.
You ever been guilty of using a lame excuse to get out of doing something? Of course you have. Producer Steph used one. It's pretty bad. We have some thoughts on it coming up after MJ. Jackson on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. It is 5:34 right now. Feels like -4, which really is not too bad.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
We've all done it. We've all been guilty of using a super lame excuse to get out of something. Maybe you get put on the spot. Someone invites you to something and it's not over text. It's in person. It's like, hey, do you want to come this weekend and have a little party? I'm like, I got to do laundry. I got the laundry.
You had a lot of laundry for a single guy.
Yeah,
hey, I know. Single guy.
This is why it's a really lame excuse. Yeah. We've all been guilty of using super lame excuses. However, I think what you did yesterday, Steph, might be the lamest excuse I've heard all year.
You say lame. I say genius.
Well, we have pretty different definitions then. Okay, tell us what happened.
So it was super windy. Right? And
it was, yeah.
There was a thing, I went outside and little trees were blown over and so it was pretty bad. So on my boyfriend's way home, he leaves work at about 5-ish. He called and he's like, wow, my walk to the car was crazy. It was so windy. And I was like, I know, right? And he's like, yeah, he's like, this is crazy. He's like, I can't wait to get home. And I'm like, okay. So, when you get home, I'm like, don't come inside. And he's like, why? I'm like, because it's so windy. I'm like, I didn't make dinner.
What? It's so windy outside. Were you barbecuing in the back?
No, I literally just did not feel like cooking because I was so busy and I realized what time it was and I was like, oh no, I have nothing for dinner. So I was like, yes, it's so windy. You're right. I was not able to make dinner.
And what was his response? Did he just accept that? Or was he like, wait, what?
What is wrong with you? And I'm like, so just wait in the driveway because we're going to go get a bite.
So you went out to eat because it was too windy. You couldn't cook dinner.
That's right. But it wasn't windy enough to drive.
But it wasn't like
drive.
You were coming in your I'm trying to attach logic to it.
There's
which is
no logic.
It's not like your groceries blew over or you were trying to grill outside.
I just didn't even want to come up with an excuse. And I was like, this is perfect. It's so windy. I couldn't cook.
Wow. You put zero effort into that excuse. It has to be at least plausible.
I know, but it works.
Like, that makes me feel a lot better about the times when people ask me to do stuff, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to be tired.
Yeah.
I think I'm projecting my tiredness. I'm like, oh, Friday? Yeah, I'm going to be tired on
that's
Friday.
That's also not lame. That's legit.
That's like Einstein compared to what you just did.
Listen, it's so windy sometimes that you just, it hurts to, you know, move in the house.
What?
Because the sound of the wind, it's exhausting.
One could argue you actually cooking when it's windy outside might distract you from what's going on outside.
Right, and I can hear it blowing through my fan, like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because it's distracting. I can't cook.
You can't possibly cook in those conditions.
I can't cook when it's windy.
Okay, sure.
See?
Yeah, I feel really horribly for your boyfriend. He's probably hungry.
Hey, we went out for dinner. It was sushi. It was delicious.
Okay, that is Steph's excuse. It was so windy she couldn't cook indoors. What's the lamest excuse you've ever used? Can you top Steph's? That's what we want to know. Give us a call right now. The lines are open. 416-872-CHFI.
I end up in crisis. Is all this time. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming. Sexy baby, and I'm
calls me for the money. She thinks I left them in the will. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, I. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
With CH5 traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the west or eastbound Innisfil Beach Road ramps to the north and south 400, it's still closed for emergency bridge repairs. And then if you are using the west QEW west of the 427, we still have the right lane closed off. That's all because of a stalled car. For an oil change done right, stop by Mr. Lube. No appointment needed for anything they do. From oil changes to tires and batteries, Mr. Lube opens 7 days a week.
Imagine winning your share of
$50,000. Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
And here they come, the in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the pro line app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with pro line. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Gurdeep Ahluwalia, and I just had my design consultation with California Closets. Things are happening. I wasn't sure my idea was going to be possible, but the design expert came in, measured out my space, and said, let's do it. So they're going to be building out a custom linen and towel closet, complete with a laundry hamper and room for a clothing steamer. Finally, I can stop hanging my towels and sheets on the back of the bathroom door. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.ca.
It's just downright disrespectful to be called, hey, you!
1 star out of 5, would not recommend.
Surely you're trying to get someone else's attention. Booster Juice would only ever call you by name. And when they do this February, there's something delicious in it for you. You'll find out starting this Saturday, but until then, get yourself prepared. Download the Seeker app for your chance to win a $250 Booster Juice gift card. While you're at it, download the Booster Rewards app and follow Booster Juice on social media so you'll be ready when they call you by name.
Doug Ford gets it done for developers.
We interrupt this ad to ask, does get it done mean strip $3 billion out of school funding? Because, yep, Doug Ford sure got that done. Now, can we have an undo button, please? Help us get back to investing in schools. Visit knowmore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca. This message has been approved by KidsPlain.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
Turn those winter blues into beach bliss with iTravel2000.com's exclusive savings. Get an instant discount of up to $200 on your dream vacation and experience the warmth and relaxation of sun-soaked days. Visit iTravel2000.com and grab your exclusive promo code before it's gone. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL and get away for less.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA Ed Mirvish Theater, now through March 16th only. Book at Mirvish.com.
Find your favorite home renovation shows on HGTV. Watch all new episodes of Hometown and more. HGTV is available on Rogers Xfinity or contact your TV provider to subscribe today.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
Great tune for a Wednesday morning right there. It's Big Mountain. Right now it is 5:51 and we're down to minus six.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
Today is the day that you say Happy Lunar New Year, and it's the year of the snake.
Oh, Happy Lunar New Year, the year of the snake.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to slither on out of here in that case.
I don't really know what anything really means, and I always sort of forget what I am. Do you know what you are
oh,
in
yeah.
the lunar calendar? What are you?
A pig, baby, oink, oink.
You're a pig.
I'm a pig.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
wait, sorry. Are we talking about the Lunar New Year? I thought you just meant in general.
No. I meant
Yeah. Well, in both, my answer to both is I'm a pig.
Okay, you're a pig, and producer Steph and I, we are the goat.
That's right.
You're not
the greatest
you're
of all time.
You're goats.
We're the goats.
We're just a couple of goats.
We're a goats.
And, well,
wait, what?
In fairness, it's not just goats. Sometimes it's sheep. Sometimes it's ram.
We could be whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys are chameleons.
Yeah.
Do you know what it means to be a pig? sounds funny.
I don't. I didn't look that one up because it's the year of the snake. I don't want to steal the spotlight. So.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, this is who you get to work with. Producer Steph and I, we are a symbol of gentleness, kindness, nurturing. We're artistic, we're compassionate, you know, just really great qualities.
When I think you two, I think gentle and nurturing.
Me too.
For sure. Those are the first two adjectives that come to my brain. Yeah, this is spot on. So if this is your year, as Pooja mentioned, the year of the snake, which is the sixth animal in the zodiac cycle, traditionally associated with intuition,
ooh,
wisdom, slyness, and charm.
Oh, this kind of does sound like you.
But this isn't me.
I know, but it sounds like
okay,
you.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Often linked to the element of fire. Fire! Representing passion and transformation. Now, that means that this year it's considered to be a time for reflection and skin shedding, like a snake does, i.e. personal growth.
Right. We're not just talking about dry skin because 'tis the season. We're
right.
talking about actually, like, yeah. you know, forming into a new person. Yeah. Like, new year, new you.
Yes. Personal growth and also get some Glycomed on those hands.
Yes. For everyone celebrating, no matter what you are, the snake, the pig, the ram, the goat, whatever it might be, Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me 'cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Deep Show on 98.1 CHFI. Did you catch this story? You know, the Raptors have that show Open Gym, which
yes.
is kind of like a behind the scenes look at the team and in-depth interviews with players. Great interview and episode just dropped of Open Gym that features two former Raptor greats and still active players, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
And you just had to love their friendship. Also, like, you know, what they did for our team. They gave everything they could to the franchise when they were with us, but they developed their own little friendship, their families,
the
kids grew up together. Like, they often talk so much about how special that relationship was. And we've heard Kyle Lowry say in the past that he wants to retire as a Raptor. And I guess now in this documentary, we're hearing DeMar DeRozan wants to do the same thing.
And this is actually quite the revelation, because Kyle, like, you know, he never left on bad terms. He won a championship here. There's talk of him getting a statue outside Scotiabank Arena when he finally hangs up his sneakers. So Kyle makes complete sense that he wants to retire here. DeMar, it wasn't quite clear, because if you remember, if you go back to that summer of 2018, he was allegedly told by Masai Ujiri, who runs the Raptors, that we're not trading you, you are a Raptor. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the night, we find out DeMar DeRozan had been traded to the San Antonio Spurs for Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. who is the guy that wound up sort of carrying the Raptors to a championship with the help of some other players. So we probably don't get a championship without that trade. But DeMar felt like the jilted ex-lover. He was angry. He carried this chip on his shoulder. But I guess time heals a lot of wounds.
And it doesn't change his relationship with our city. In fact, here's a little clip from that episode.
That's the only place I want to go out as well. You know, doing the whole one day thing and everything. It's like one of those things that's, like I said, I think I said it before, like, I would never have emotional connection like I had with no other place than Toronto.
That's nice to hear.
Because yes.
I'm sure if you asked him this 4 or 5 years ago, he didn't necessarily feel this way. Mm-hmm. He's also, by the way, got his whole feud with Drake going on. Like, those two don't get along now.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't get along, so maybe they'll have to work that out when he gets his, maybe Drake. I don't think Drake's going to be at that press conference when he signs his one-day contract, but that's really nice to hear, because when he does retire, when you think of DeMar DeRozan, you're going to think of him as mm-hmm. a Raptor. He was 18 when he got drafted. He grew up here.
Yeah,
right?
And for all the people who think, oh, no pro player wants to come to Toronto because it's cold and all those things, let this be the example that at the end of the day, if you got a good team and we've got great people here, obviously he loves our city and he loves our people.
Mm-hmm.
The people love our city, period.
Yeah. The food scene doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
We'll have you back tomorrow. We love you. All right, good morning. It is 6 o'clock. Feels like -6 right now. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. It's the first official day on the provincial election campaign trail. PC leader Doug Ford will launch his campaign in Windsor at 10 a.m. Green Party leader Mike Schreiner will be at Queen's Park, while NDP leader Merritt Stiles will be in Toronto, and Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie will hold a campaign event in Barrie. The Bank of Canada will make another interest rate announcement today. Economists expect the Bank of Canada to lower its key policy rate by a quarter of a percentage point, bringing it down to 3%. It would mark a slowdown after the central bank slashed its key rate by half a percentage point back to back in October and December. The snow may slow you down.